That's it.
Excellent.
I'll set it there if you want.
Okay. All right. You guys, I'm so excited to have you here in this awesome event today. It's going to be an experience. And my name is Cammie Taysom. That's my husband, Lance. And just a little bit about us. I know you guys are all a homeschool group. I tried to homeschool my kids, and they did it. And some of them didn't, and some of them did it, and I wish they all did it so we could go out and play all the time, right? Is that part of the bonus of homeschooling? So anyway, I love the homeschool group. I love homeschool curriculums and the value system behind it. But now I'm a grandma of 9 kids, so hopefully we can homeschool some of those, and we can go out and adventure. So this topic today, a little bit more about Lance and I. We're both nurses. And yes, we spent many, many years in the hospital taking care of people that are sick or injured. But we've also spent a lot of time going out, like outside, out in the mountains, out in the desert, up on rocks, climbing big mountains, rappelling off big rocks. We do a ton of skiing. We're on the ski patrol. We do a ton of trainings for people so that when you all go out and adventure, hopefully there's people like me or that we've trained that can keep you safe if you were to get sick or injured or get lost. We are also volunteering our time on our Bannock County Search and Rescue. We just started that last summer, and we've already made a few life saves this past summer right here in Pocatello. So that gives me goosebumps, and it's pretty cool. So hopefully we can spark an interest in this age group of folks to get out there and adventure more in a safe way. So outdoor survival, hopefully you're not surviving out there, you're thriving and having a good time, but things do happen, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. When you go outside, leadership is a big part of that. So knowing what is a leader, what is leadership, we're going to talk a little bit about that after our adventure today. And then part of being successful out there and having a great time in the outdoors, we have to make really good decisions. So we're going to pull that into our adventure today, too. So we are going to go on an adventure. Who's excited?
Me.
High five your neighbor. High five your neighbor. Don't cross the lines here. High five your neighbor. Because guess what? These people in these little pods, that's who you're adventuring with today. Okay?
So this is your adventure team. This is your adventure team. All right. You excited?
Here we go. So, what's the adventure, you say? Well, there's some backpacks up here.
Do backpacks usually accompany some sort of fun adventure?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this a fun adventure for me today? Being here? Yes, look, I even brought my backpack. See, it is true. All right, so here's the adventure today, folks. You and your little pod, your little group, we are going to go hike to a backcountry hut. This hut has a wood stove. There's wood already there. There's it's a beautiful location. And yeah, we're gonna just go to this backcountry hut. Lance right now is passing out a piece of paper.
I don't have all of them.
Oh, here's a bunch more.
Great. Start closing the room in the first row.
All right, first row. Grab one, pass it down real quick. Before we head out on our adventure, we have to pack our backpack, right?
I don't have a backpack, but in the car.
It's okay. We might today really have to use our imaginations. We might have to pretend we're in Hollywood. Okay, because it might be burning down right now, but we're not burning down. We're safe. We might just use our imaginations on our adventure today. Is that okay? Can we do that? Y'all know what imagination is. I won't sing the song from the Willy Wonka show about imagination. Yeah, you got it. Thanks, girl. All right, so everyone have a piece of paper in front of them?
No.
Almost. If not, we might have to share. We.
Some of them can, some of them.
Ready? Okay, raise your hand if you do not have one.
Yeah, you might have like these papers. Look at the questions.
Yeah. Okay. Voila. Okay, now I have something to write with. All right, you're about to fill out what you're going to put in your backpack. Okay, you can go out and read that, right? That's what it says. I think that's good, right? Paper. All right. Read that next prompt. Do we need to ask some questions before we load our backpack? Okay, start asking away. You can ask me.
What is the terrain like around the
cabin? Oh my goodness, yes. So the terrain today, when we start at the trailhead, we will be hiking most of the day. We're hoping to get there by dark. But we have some boulder fields to cross. We have a couple creek crossings. And we have to go up and over this mountain pass. And then the parts over there. So it's going to be challenging. Yes.
What's the temperature?
Oh, let's check the weather. That's a great thing. So it's supposed to be sunny today. High about 70, 72. Northwest, southwest winds, only about 5 to 10 miles an hour. But there's always that chance of afternoon thunderstorms at altitude. And remember, we have to cross that pass, so we might be at altitude. Okay.
How many days are we going to pass?
We're just doing an overnight trip. Okay. Right here.
Mom, is the water along the way or
over? How many creek crossings? We got some creek crossings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question. Does the water bottle count as being packed or is it just on the side?
I'm going to say your water bottle does not have to count as part of your gear. That was a good question. All right. Any other questions before you fill out your things that you get to take? Yes.
What time will you start?
We're going to meet at the trailhead, ready to hike at 8 o'clock. So you probably should be at the trailhead about 7:30, so we can start hiking at 8. These are the 5 items that you think you're going to add to your pack based on the information we're saying. Yes?
Okay. If it's attached by a rope, does it count as one item?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
We're staying in a cabin. Is there bedding in a cabin?
Thank you for asking that question. So, we had a friend that took his 4x4 side-by-side thing, and we gave him all of our sleeping bags, our pads, and they took that to the cabins for us, this backcountry hut. So we did. And the stove, the pot, and a really nice dinner. Complete dessert. Okay, so dinner and dessert, stove, pot, sleeping bag, and pad are supposedly getting to the cabin. Okay. That is a very good question. And Lance is going to say yes, but maybe we need something to filter it with. I don't know. We're only overnight, so if you get diarrhea and vomiting, you'll already be home in bed to deal with that. Lance says yes, the water is drinkable. Question?
Breakfast
the next morning,
is that provided?
I think that everyone should probably, part of their gear should have some sort of snackage. Yeah, because I just remember we just had the guy bring in a big, huge dinner.
Yeah.
And dessert. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Are we actually going hiking, like actually climbing mountains and running over trees?
On this adventure? Like in the next 3 minutes?
Like at you what?
No.
No. We're using our imagination. There. Oh, did you guys hear that question? It's gonna be dark at 5. Okay. What?
Yeah. Well, if you were to say something like
it's actually just a hike, and the boulder fields, you can just climb over the boulders. It's like when you go like this and hop from boulder to boulder. Yeah. Okay. Question.
Is it bear country?
It is
totally bear country.
Hopefully there's sleep.
Say it one more time. Your group right here. Okay, so you guys, this is an important question. This group right here is in a silo. Do you know what that means? Like, they are the only ones that exist to each other here. Okay? This group has no idea about the other groups. You're all going on your individual adventure with this group. Okay? You guys have to pack your own backpacks. Okay. So, I'm giving you about 30 more seconds. Pack your backpack. We got to get to the trailhead.
Yeah, I love this.
Sorry.
Okay, hold on. Okay, one of you come with me.
Alright. Wait, what? But we'll go to our partners.
Come. You don't have a paper, do you?
Yes, we do. We have a paper.
Okay.
No. No, I think.
Hey, if you have a handwritten number 2 on your paper, come here. Number 2.
Run,
number 2 with a buddy. haven't seen it.
Yes,
it's on
number
two.
We already did. Okay, mine. Can number two. Is yours?
Okay, number three.
Okay, number three. Oh, wait, number three. Okay, I'll tie it later. Okay, you guys ready?
Wait, when do we act out?
You guys are a king.
When do we act out?
What does it say? What does it say?
Isn't it? Yeah, so I just acted that out the whole time.
Not till the envelope is read. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Go for a hike.
Okay. Can we go outside?
You're going to keep it to like 30 seconds or less. Okay, you guys ready? Go for a hike. Yeah, for about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Which is really about 8 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
Your hike goes like around this room and comes back to here. Ready, go. 30-second hike. 30-second hike.
Let's go, let's go.
Okay, you guys ready? You're sitting down. Stand up. You're going for a hike. About 30 seconds, you should have your hike right back
okay.
here. Ready? How long?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Ready to go.
I will. You're ready. Go. Go for a hike. 30-second hike. Somewhere. And then where are you supposed to come back to? Yeah. Okay, ready to go. Just a 30-second hike. And then you go. Come right back to here. You guys go that way. Go up and over the mountain.
Okay.
All right, go back to your spot. Read your thing. Okay, ready, go.
So they're just going the hike on their own.
Yeah.
They instructed the marchers to come here.
Oh, man, how was that hike?
Nice.
Nice. everything?
Oh my gosh, it was
terrible. I really hope I'm not sore.
Oh man.
Like, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, you should probably open and read that. Yeah. Okay, everybody pay attention. All right, guys, pay attention. Okay, open and read it. All right, where's our secret envelope? All right, sir, open it up. Read it nice and... Okay.
I got me.
All right, open that up. Get going.
Right, I'm sorry, Cammy.
Come on in. Okay. So where do you want folks to come into? I've directed them over there, and then they're like, there's a partition.
To the ballroom.
I'll just open the partition.
Okay.
So there's two things going on. The partition was requested to keep all the kids in the room on this side of the building, right?
Yeah.
So it's like catch-22. You can definitely open it because I have no problem with it.
Okay.
But if for some reason it's not open, if they come in through here, they can still get to the ballroom.
And just go around the cafeteria.
Okay.
Go around the cafeteria and then to the
kids.
But that's the other alternative.
Yeah, make it work.
Okay. All right.
So you just have to do it. And then their participants couldn't get over there.
Okay, so
do we have a problem?
What are we supposed to do?
I think probably the best thing is to see what everyone has. Better to evaluate what we can get.
Yes, we can do that. Lori, did you have a good one? Right? Yeah.
Acoustics are kind of bad in here, so take your team, hike back to the classroom, and keep in a team and keep answering these questions.
Okay.
And you guys are supposed to start acting your parts. Already hiked. How long have we been hiking?
We've gone over
boulder fields, creek crossings, up over a pass.
And we're tired. I see your point.
And I'm supposed to carry you? I'm number one girlfriend. I gotta get myself safe.
Okay.
I'm saying you
Okay, keep discussing. And are you all acting your parts?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Keep doing well.
I still have snacks.
You have snacks left?
Yes.
Excellent.
I have snacks. I also have a lunch left.
Okay. So you have some food in this group? That's good. What other problems do we have in this group?
We currently have she's taken care of. Basically, we have multiple first aid kits and water.
Okay, how did you know you had first aid kits?
We checked in people's backpacks.
In people's backpacks?
Yeah.
Yes, nice work. You have first aid kit. Nice job. Yeah. Nice. Okay, what else? What are your other problems?
We also have to decide if we want to
continue
for the hut or not. We voted to continue for the hut since we don't know if we can make it back.
Okay, are you writing this down? Yes, that's why you have a clipboard. Okay. Hey, buddy. For just a second. What's your part? Get a part? I want you to come participate in the decision making here. We got to make some decisions. Okay. Make some good decisions. The decisions that he makes is going to affect all of you.
Whatever you want.
You don't care? Okay. All right. I don't care. Are you going to help make some decisions?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Keep checking with your group. That's your job.
Okay. Get through all those questions. Get over there so you can hear me.
So, I fixed him with my first aid kit.
You gotta get some answers down, dude. We're running out of daylight.
We wanna go live and die.
We're gonna die? No,
we're gonna die.
We can live behind it. It's not that bad.
So, what are you gonna do next?
What are these papers for?
You're supposed to be acting this part.
Oh, one of us has a first aid kit, so we talked about we help to...
Okay, so what's your priority right now? What's your priority now? Help the injured person?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so help the injured person.
Because I brought a first aid kit.
That's awesome. Good job. Okay, all right. So you have first... You're going to do first aid. Okay, first aid's been given. Now what are you going to do?
Based on this situation.
Miss
Word said that we didn't know if we're on the right trail or not. Did it say that?
It does say that.
That's why I know, but they said no. So.
No, it says you guys are unsure if you're on the right trail.
Oh, I'm 100% sure we're on the right trail. I don't know about you guys. I can feel it.
Okay, well, right here on the ridge, we're in lightning danger, so maybe you should move your team down the ridge a little bit so it's safe, which is the classroom, and continue your conversation. You are.
Okay.
Keep getting those questions answered. Now they're going a little bit further down the ridge because there was lightning. So they're going to a safe spot, which is the classroom. Yeah, yeah. And they should continue to, will you make sure they're answering those questions? Shazam! There's lightning. And you guys are on a ridge. Where should we go?
Not on the ridge.
Not on the ridge.
A tree. That's high.
Wait, trees. Lower elevation, right? Okay, lower safe elevation is in the classroom. So immediately you're like, we gotta go right now. And then keep answering your questions.
Go
to the classroom, stay in your group. Stay in your group.
Guys, we gotta help them. They're fine, leave them there.
Stay in your group. Get just to the classroom and finish it up. Okay, you guys can be okay while we go to the classroom. It's just too noisy in here. It's too noisy. Give me your hand, buddy. Give me your hand. Come on. Benjamin. Okay, just get your group back in the classroom and keep answering the questions. Good job. Stay together.
Hey, Dominic, I found
your lanyard. Answers. Okay, team lead, get your answers done.
Right here.
Team 5? Wait.
Right here, little one. All right, get your questions answered. Get your questions answered.
I could survive on my stuff.
Finish.
We'll get these guys.
Okay, you're going. So I have 5 hours left. And this one's also
you know, the lazy one.
You can turn it back on for the discussion if you want. Or erase all that.